But in different ways, momo vartvanu vartvanti manushya apartha, jitathamang prapadyante, tang tathiva vajami aham. So, proportionately, they realize the personality of Godhead Krishna in a different way. But he advises, why don't you take the direct way? Therefore, he says at the last chapter, Sarvadharman Purithajya Mamekam Sarvam. Directly become Krishna conscious.
Then that doesn't need any. Puja then, just take his sharan and everything will be okay.
No, that sharan means that includes, that is bhakti.
Even a tulsi dal is not necessary. Even a tulsi dal
no,
and a little water
necessary,
is not also necessary.
Necessary, because mamekam saranam bhaja, there is a path of bhakti. It is also confirmed, bhaktyama abhijana.
Bhakti is in the mind, in
no,
the heart.
No, not in the mind.
In the heart,
no,
in the body.
No, bhakti is in the heart, but there must be, just like if you have got love for me in the heart, it must be demonstrated. Just like husband and wife. The wife, if said, now we are married, and I've got love for you, let me remain here, you go to your home. The bridegroom comes, now we are married, and I love you, you love me, you go home, I remain here. Is that very good proposal? This is nonsense. That I've got bhakti, but I don't do anything for you. You go home. So, that is not bhakti. Bhakti must be exhibited by activity. That is the definition of bhakti. Sarvanam kirtanam Vishnu, smaranam padasaya. So, these are the nine different ways of expressing bhakti. First thing is sarvanam. Sarvanam kirtanam, chanting and hearing. Of whom? Of Vishnu. Sravanam kirtanam Vishnu. Not of any other. The Mayavadi philosopher, they say that we can chant any one's name. Either I chant of any demigod's name, or
but,
any name.
But does he not say that that whatever you see, puja, whoever does it, it comes to me?
That is abhidhi purva. That is said abhidhi purva. Not in order. Japanna devata bhaktas jajanti sadhyarneta tepi mave bhakuntya jajanti abhidhi purva. That is not vidhi. Vidhi is here. Sravanam kirtanam Vishnu, smaranam padasimre. The first word is Vishnu, of Vishnu, not of any other. So, these are the demonstration of bhakti. Sravanam kirtanam Vishnu, smaranam padasimranam. Archanam, this is archan. Just like we perform in the morning, in the evening, at noon, Acha Vigraha, Vishnu, Achyam, Vishnu. It is not idol worship. Achyam, Vishnu, Siladhi. If one thinks the Achyamurti, the worshipable deity in the temple, as stone or as wood. Achyam Vishnu Siladi Gurusu Naramati. To accept Guru and the Parampara system, all the Gurus and the Parampara system, even Parampara Pratham, Naramati, considering as ordinary human being. In this way there is a list, Vaishnavi Jati Buddhi. A Vaishnava, a devotee, he is Brahman Vaishnava, he is American Vaishnava, he is Shuddha Vaishnava. No. When one is Vaishnava, there should be no distinction by the caste. Vaishnavi Jati Buddhi. In this way there is a list that should be avoided. So these things require, if actually the same thing, that if a girl is married to the husband, she must be always engaged in the service of the husband. That will be appreciated. If she says, sir, now we are married, you go home and I remain at home.
But no, love is
that there will be no present siddhi. The real purpose of marriage is to get children. Putrathi kriyate bharya. So if the husband or wife simply love within the mind and there is no action, there is no present siddhi. We should be practical, not simply theoretical. So love between two persons, there must be exchange of loving feelings. These are the exchange of loving feelings. Unless these exchange loving feelings are there, that is not love. That is theoretical. That is not practical. It is, I have explained in the beginning of Krishna that love is practical exhibition. It is not theoretical. We cannot keep love within the heart. If actually it is within the heart, it must be expressed practically. And these are the... If I love you, then as soon as there is some news, oh, Dr. Ghosh is coming, I shall be very much interested to hear about you, when you are coming, how you are coming. That is love. So that is sravana. If one has love for God, he must hear about God. That is God called sarvana. And if he has heard about God, then he must chant also. He should, preach to others. Oh, God is like this, God is like that. God is so beautiful. He does like this, he does like that. Does it kirtan? Savanam kirtanam. Smaranam. Smaranam means always remembering. Without savanam kirtanam. Just like this chanting. When I say Hare Krishna, immediately I remember Krishna, Krishna's pop, Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's everything of Krishna. Automatically. His quality, his beauty. Savanam kirtanam Vishnu, smaranam pada sevam. To be engaged in the service of his lotus feet, as Lakshmiji is being engaged in the service of the Lord, Ananta.
Why do we prefer pad and not the head or the hand?
That is...
What is the rationale?
Impudency. That is impudency. The worship of the deity should begin from the leg, from the feet. That is respect. Just like my disciples offer respect and touches my feet, not my head. That is impudence. You cannot touch head. Head is touched when I give you your order, be blessed. I shall touch his head and he shall touch my feet. This is the process. You cannot touch the superior head. That is impudence. You cannot jump over like that.
That's all the body. Only
that's all right, but that is the system. That is the system you should begin that that is described in the Bhagavatam. The first and second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam are the two legs of Krishna. That is the beginning. Janma Dasajataha. These professional reciters, they read Bhagavat, they jump over immediately to the face. The tenth canto is described as the face of Krishna. So you cannot go immediately to the face. You must begin from the feet. First canto, second canto. Therefore, there are nine cantos and then tenth canto. And the Krishna's rasa dance, that is the smiling of Krishna. So you cannot ask the superior to take the facility of his smiling. Smiling he will be and he is pleased. The difficulty is that the Mayavadi philosophy, they do not accept the form of the Lord. And they do not know how to behave with the form. Of course, there is no difference between Krishna's face and Krishna's feet. There is no difference. But still, the system must be followed. Pada Sevana. It is very important one. Sevanam Kirtanam Vishnu. When one has heard, when one has properly chanted, he has little experience of the transcendental form of the Lord, then his service beginning. Just like I engage one servant. So gradually he is given service. First of all this, first of all that, then again and again, again, again. The same example can be given. There's a husband and wife formerly when I was married, my wife was 11 years old. So, and from 11 years old girl, and I was at the same time 21, 22, one day I captured her hand, she began to cry. Little girl, you see. So, gradually, I know when my brother-in-law, sister's husband used to come. In the beginning, the girls were very, my sisters were the same age. So they would meet the husband offering a little pan or a little sandal. Then Nishtha. Then he has got a firm conviction that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and my duty is to serve Krishna. That is called Nishtha. Then Ruchi. Then he increases taste. He cannot go out. He cannot go out of this jurisdiction. Just like these boys, they have come from Europe, America. They are attached. Otherwise, I am not giving them bribe. I have no money. Why they are attached to serve me anyway? If I say that you die, you'll die. Why this attachment? And this is development of Krishna consciousness. Development of Krishna consciousness. Ruchi, asakt, tato bhava. Then bhava. Oh. Bhava means Krishna consciousness fully developed. Then love. Then love. Love is actually exhibited. Then let me serve Krishna in this way, in that way, that way, that way. He is fully engaged. This is the process. You cannot say that let my love be stagnant in my heart. There is no exhibition. No, there must be exhibition. That is a symptom of love. Otherwise, why Rupa Goswami resigned from his ministers? He was a devotee from the very beginning. He is Nitya Siddha, eternal devotee. But he gave up everything. Tattvātu namasi samandala pati saning tada tuchava. Rupa Goswami, about Rupa Goswami and all the Goswamis, he described Tattva Turnam Asesa Mandalapati Sen. They were ministers, their associates were big, big personalities, Mandalapati, big, big leaders. Mandalapati means big, big leaders. Just like in Indian villages still, there is a man, chief man, he is called Mandal. There are many Mandals and there is one head, Mandalapati. So, Tatya Turnam Asesa Mandalapati Sani. He was meeting with big, big Jamindars, big, big leaders, big, big, because he was minister. So, he gave up all these associations. Tatya Turnam Asesa Mandal, not one, two, but many. He gave up. So, what is the value of this association? What is the value? They are not Krishna conscious. So, gave up. Tatya Turnam Asesa Mandalapati Sani. Sada Tuchava. What is the value of these things? Tuchya. Bhutva dina dhani sako karunaya kopina gandhas. Just to show favor to the mass of people, he became a mendicant. Dina dhani sako karunaya. Just like Gandhi also did that. Although he was the greatest leader, he was living like a mendicant, one loincloth, that's all. Mandalapati sadin sadatuchabad bhutva dina ganesha ko karunaya kopina kanthas. Then how he managed, just like we have seen practically in the life of Sriyar Das, he was living very luxuriously, you know, Sriyar Das. Yes. And he was earning 50,000 rupees at that time, 50 years ago. What is the value, just see. He was earning and spending like anything, lavishly. And he was so bad associated that wine and woman was his paraphernalia. As soon as there will be case engaged, the first order is that you have to supply so many cases of wine and so many batches of prostitute. That was Sriyar Das's condition, first condition. In the Mafasil court, when he would be invited to plead, the first condition is this, then his fees. So in this way he was living. But he gave up. On Congress movement, he gave up everything, practice. But he died within 1 year. Because he was living so luxuriously, all of a sudden he became a renouncer. He could not tolerate that. He died. Within 1 year, he died. So therefore, these ministers, they give up all this luxurious life, become a mendicant. The question is how they live. Tattva turunamasesa mandalapadisani sadatuchabhat bhutva dina ganesha kau karunaya kaupina kan. Then, gopi bhavara samrita dilahari kallola magnausat. They are fully absorbed in the thought of how Krishna had his pastimes with his gopis. He was always absorbed. Bande Rupa Sanatana Varibhido Sri Jeeva Gopa. This is the exhibition. When one becomes ecstatic, I have to do something for Krishna, then he renounces everything. Only Krishna. Only Krishna's being. That is the test. That is the test. What is the use of spiritual advancement? Spiritual advancement means these material things give now. That is spiritual. That is the example is given. Bhakti parasanu bhava virakti annatrsha. As soon as one develops real bhakti, he will be averse to all these material things. That is the first sign. No more of these things. Bhakti parasanu bhava virakti annatrsha. Just like if you are hungry and if you are given some food, if you are satisfied, then the same food will be denied by you. No, I don't want anymore. Full satisfaction. Just like Dhruva Maharaj said, Shamin Kritathosmi Barang Najas. When he fully became perfect and Narayan was present before him, he asked him, what benediction you want to take? He said, Shamin Kritathosmi. Simply by seeing you, by your presence, I am fully satisfied. No more benediction. I don't want anything. This is bhakti. Bhakti parasanu bhava virakti annatrsha. ইচ্ছা লাভ সন্তুষ্ট নো মোর ডিমান্ড ওয়ার বাই কৃষ্ণস গেস কাম দ্যাটস অল দ্যাট নো নট কাম ডাজন্ট ম্যাটার দ্য আদার শ্লোক অলসো নিরাশি দ্যাট ইজ ভক্তি আদারওয়াইজ হাউ ওয়ান ক্যান বি স্যাটিসফাইড ইন এনি কন্ডিশন অফ লাইফ আনলেস দ্যাট ইজ ভক্তি দ্যাট ইজ দ্য টেস্ট The test is that he has got something. Jang labdha chaparang labhang mannate nadhikam tato. If he actually achieves Krishna, then he does not think that anything better than this, that I see amongst these Europeans and American boys and girls. They have seen it, that it is better than our so-called material life. Therefore, they have been able to give up. Just like this boy, Giriraj, is a very rich man, sir. His father gave him a special car. His father is a big lawyer in Chicago. He gave him everything. Now he's begging daily, although he's earning at least 50,000 rupees per month. But he has no, he's just like beggar. He doesn't care for his father. There are many like this. Bhakti, parashan, bhava, virakti, and these are the tests. Hare Krishna. Doctor is here. Any doctor? Devotee. Then all the good qualities will be manifested in his person. Rava bhaktasya kutu mahadguna manorathena asato dhavati. And if one is not a perfect devotee of Krishna, of Hari, then he cannot possess any mahadguna. Rava bhaktasya kutu mahadguna. Why? Manorathena. He is simply hovering in the mental plane. He is not fixed up. Therefore, asato dhavato vahi, then he will have to do something which is asat. Asatu mam, sadgama, that is the basic thing. Don't remain in the asat. Just make progress to the sat. That is one thing. That cannot be done unless one fully situated in unalloyed devotional service of the Lord. That is not possible. One must go to the asat because he is hovering on the mental plane. Mental plane is not secure. Anyone is in mental plane, he may fall down at any moment. So we have to transcend the mental plane, intellectual plane. Jnana karma dhanabritam, anna vilasita sunnam, jnana karma dhanabritam, anukullena krishna nisilanam bhakti yuttama. This is bhakti. Simply to abide by the orders of Krishna, fully engaged. Anukullena, favorably. As Krishna wanted, Arjuna, to fight. So he did not like to fight. He was non-violent, so-called. But Krishna wants, anukullena. Krishna must be satisfied. It doesn't matter whether I am satisfied or not. But here things are going that Krishna, you don't care. If your instruction does not appeal to me, to my sense satisfaction, I don't like it. This is going on. Nobody likes to satisfy Krishna. Krishna says, Sarvadhanman Paritajamamanga. Nobody is prepared to that. If Krishna satisfies my whims, then I accept it. This is going on. That is not bhakti. Anukullena Krishna Anusilanam. Simply you have to abide by the orders of Krishna. That is called bhakti. In devotional service. Without devotional service, all activities that fall. Simply, just like jumping like the monkey. What is the value? The monkey is always busy. But his busyness has no value. His business has no value. As soon as one monkey, get out. But he is always busy. So to become busy like a monkey has no value. To become busy as a devotee, that has value. That is Krishna consciousness. the Mahavadi philosophy is that this business is useless, so stop it altogether. No, that is negation. If you stop, just like a child, if you stop playing mischief, always doing, well, he'll be mad, psychologically. You must give him some engagement, better engagement, so that he'll not commit any more mischief. So bhakti, there is a service, activity. If he's not engaged in activity, then he'll become again a rascal. Because we are living entities, we are not dead stone. That is bhakti. Sarvapadi vinin muktam tat paratena nirmalam rishikena rishikesa srivanam. The engaged rishik means the senses. The senses must be engaged. Rishikena rishikesa sevanam. Now the senses are engaged for my sense gratification. So it should be purified. No more sense gratification. But the senses must have engagement. And how? That is at the service of the law. That is real activity. So bhakti is not that. It is simply negation. There must be positive action. That is bhakti.
They exist.
Certainly.
Have you seen them?
Are you have not seen so many things. But that is mean that does not exist. You are researching, you have not seen. As a scientist.
I've heard lots of ghost stories.
No, it is not stories. We are hearing from Bhagavad. It is authority. We are not hearing the stories of a third class man. We are hearing from Vyasdev.
Vyasdev. Now, in my long life of 8 years.
No, you have no so many experiences. That does not mean these things does not exist. Your experience is not all in all.
No.
Don't think like
that.
So, these are existing actually. That is the defect. That you do not accept the authorities. That is the defect. Yet Vyasdev is describing, who is called Vedavyas, full of all knowledge, and Bhagavata is a matured experience. We are hearing from him. Why you should not believe? I may not have experience. This ghost means the living entity in subtle life without any material body. There is ghost. When one is very sinful, he does not get the material body. He lives in the subtle body, mind, intelligence and ego. That is ghostly life. And they display, because they have no body, one cannot see, but they display so many mischiefs. That is ghostly life. Seeing or not seeing doesn't matter. Therefore, it is enjoined in the Vedanta Sutra, Shastra Chakshusya.
But it should be proved.
And it is true because it is spoken by Vyasdev. How you say it is false? You cannot say that. That is blasphemy.
In olden days, they used to believe ghosts and all these
things. No.
But now that is gradually.
Gradually, that does not mean you have improved very much. Because you do not believe in the ghost.
That has improved.
No, that does not mean. There are ghosts. Ghost means subtle life. It's not gross. So, people know and has got some idea of the ghost, but they have no descriptive idea. Here is the descriptive. That is Shastra. Just like less than the Shudras. It is called Panchamas. How many Panchamas are there? That is described in the Bhagavad. Kirata, Hunanda, Pulinda, Pukpasa, Bhira, Samba, Jamana, Kshadaya. That is Shastra. Gives full explanation, full knowledge. Shastra Chakshusya. We have to accept through the Shastra. Not that because I have not seen, therefore it is false. No. Vyasdev has no business to tell you something false. Otherwise, he would not have been accepted as the Supreme Guru for all the sampradaya. We cannot defy Vyasdev. He is saying, we have to accept. I have seen, I have no experience, that doesn't matter. So many things we do not know. Just like a child has no experience, what is the other side of the sea? Does it mean that there is nothing? A child may say like that. But a person who has visited the Arabian countries and others, no, there are so many things. So experience should be taken from a person who has got real experience. Not that because I cannot see, it is bhaya. That is not experience.
Of ghosts refer to categories of ghosts or particular famous? These names.
Yes, category. Yeah, there are so many. Just a human being. Human being. There are Americans, Indians, and Africans, and so on, so many. But one knows that human being. And one knows in descriptive way. So whose knowledge is perfect?
Descriptive.
Yes. This is descriptive.
Similar other evil spirits who cause persons to forget.
Evil spirit, everyone needs. Every country. In London, there are so many ghosts. When I was in John Lennon's house, so they complained in this one house, every night a ghost comes. So I advised them, chant Hare Krishna. There is actually so happening.
Many of our temple buildings also, yes.
There were some. No, I have got experience in our Calcutta house. There was ghost. In Lucknow, when I started the laboratory, Mr. Bhattacharya's house, a butler, there was a ghost. I have practical experience. My servant.
I had a few cases. Huh? You see, I was reported that, you see, in that house, there was ghosts, and he used to put clothes to fire, you know, and they have to run for water to extinguish it. Then I went and examined. You see, he was a friend of mine. Then ultimately I detected that his own wife got hysterical and used to do all those tricks.
Now that is also possible, but...
So I discovered that there is no ghost. I explained to them.
No, that is also possible. Sometimes we are misled. But in ghosts, in every country, there are so many books, and especially it is mentioned in the Vedic literature also. Bhut-pret journey that is described. Out of many forms of life, this bhut-pret journey is also. Nana journey, there are different sources of birth. So bhut-pret journey is also mentioned there. Species of life. Bhut-pret is mentioned.
Other evil spirits who cause persons to forget their own existence and give trouble to the life, air, and the senses. Sometimes they appear in dreams and cause much perturbation. Sometimes they appear as old women and suck the blood of small children. But all such ghosts and evil spirits cannot remain where there is chanting of the holy name of God.
That's it. In Vishnu, that is the Indian of Vishnu. In the Panjika, you will find the Bengali Panjika, when there is some auspicious sign, they have recommended chant the name of Vishnu. Have you seen in the Panjika? Yeah.
Persons who are still following the Vedic ways, especially householders, keep at least one dozen cows and worship the deity of Lord Vishnu.
In Indian villages, I have seen in Bengal, they keep cows and they have got Vishnu, Shila, especially in the house of a Brahmin or high caste man. Yes. Maharaj, his father was a demon, but he was never afraid. He was challenging. My father, he never said father. He said Asura Vajra, the best of the demons. tasadu manne shirovajja dehina. When his father asked him, so, my dear Prahlad, after all your child, what you have learned best? So he said, tasadu manne asuravajja. He is addressing his father, asuravajja, the best of the demons. Tasadu manne. I consider it a very nice thing. Tasadu manne shirovajja dehina.
So you think we are demons?
No, demons would not come daily to see Krishna's arati.
I say that we
devotees, we are not afraid even of demons.
Yes.
असद्ग्रहात् इत्यान्धकूपं हित्वात्मघातं गृहान्धकूपं वनं गतो यत् हरिमाश्रय. He asked his son, what you have learned, the best thing in your school. He said, my dear, Asuravajja, not father, my dear, best of the demons. I think this is the best thing. What is that? These people, sada samagna dhiya, always anxious, full of anxiety. Why? Asad graha, because they accepted this material world as all in all. Sada samagna dhiya, asad graha, on account of their accepting this material world as everything, therefore they are full of anxiety. Now, to get out of this anxiety, so hityatma ghatam grihandaku, atma ghatam, suicidal place, griha, household life, they should give up. Hitmato ghatam grihandakupam, then what he will do? Banangatu, he should give up and go to the forest. And then, banangato jo harimasrayata, and take shelter of the lotus feet of him. I understand this is the best thing. And his father become more and he, what this rascal is speaking like that. Hare Krishna. Jaya. Is your right? Hare Krishna. Thank you.
All the cowherd men who went to Mathura to pay tax returned home and were struck with wonder at seeing the gigantic dead body of Putana.
Here is description of Putana, 12 miles. Big gigantic body. You know, nobody has seen such gigantic body. But it is this guy in the Bhagavata. Narada Maharaj was so simple, village man, that he accepted Vasudev, a great mystic. Hare Krishna. A devotee says that I prefer to become a dog in the house of a devotee. Vaishnava Thakur Tomar Kukur Bhuliya Janahama. He's praying, my dear Vaishnava Thakur, you kindly accept me as your dog. But you accept me. You see? And I shall do this, I shall do this. I shall sit down on your door. I shall not allow any non-devotee to disturb you. He has sung like, Vaishnava Thakur Tomara Kukur Boliya Jano Hamur. And I shall not ask you for any food. Whatever you like, you can give me a little eaten food. I will be satisfied. But keep me as your dog. That is the prayer. The Vaishnava is prepared to become a dog, even at the house of a Vaishnava. That is Vaishnava. He doesn't want anything more. He wants simply to be associated with Krishna consciousness. That is Vaishnava.
What is that prayer in Bengali?
That is in Bengali. Tomara kukur, boliya jana hamare.
the residents of Braja cut the gigantic body of Putana into pieces and piled it up with wood for burning.
Because he was killed by Krishna. The whole body has become sanctified. So when it was the body was burned, there is good aroma.
Aroma was due to her being killed by Krishna.
Self qualification. Satya, always truthful.
And violent, and they never claimed any false prestige. They were all bona fide brahmanas, and there was no reason to think that their blessings would be useless.
Chaturvarnamaya system gunakarma vibhagas. They other varnas, they would give simply to the Brahmins charity. And the Brahmins were so advanced that simply by their blessing they'll get all benefits. So there must be a class of men who can actually benefit simply by blessing. And the society must maintain them. This is real society. And everyone is Shudra, engaged in technology. Then what benefit will get? There must be a Brahminical class, a Kshatriya class, a Vaishya class, a Shudra class. Not that all Shudras. Then what will be going? That is the condition. Everyone is being educated as Shudra. Then what benefit will there? That is the defect. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Then there must be a Brahminical class.
Selfless class.
Ah. Advanced in knowledge, who can teach other people nicely, and they can guide, there must be. That Brahmana means spiritual guidance, Kshatriya means material guidance. So these things are necessary. But where are those Brahmanas and Kshatriya? They're training everyone, Shudra. Work hard like hogs and dogs and fill up your hungry belly, that's all. This is the modern thing. Dakham udaram bharita. One man is supposed to be very expert who has learned how to fill up his belly, that's all. No other knowledge is required. Whether you have sumptuously put food stuff within your belly. And then it is. You are very strong. Sankirtana prai jajanti smegata. That is mentioned in Shastra. That those who have got good brain in this age, they will perform this yajna. Yajnaim sankirtana prai jajanti smegata. Smegata. Others, they will bother with so many things. But this yajna should be introduced. And people should be engaged in performing this yajna, then everything will be all right.
As the Brahmanas.
Jagnyat bhavati pajya, but jannat anna sambhava. Annyat bhavanti bhutani. This is the process. If you don't perform yajna, there will be no sufficient rain. And if there is no sufficient land, there is no sufficient food product. And if there is no food product, then how will, simply by political agitation, will be happy? And that has, there is no food, simply talks in the assembly, in the conference, in the meeting. But there is no food, food is selling at 4 rupees. Where is yajna? Of Brahmana, there is no need of yajna or kick aside all these things, simply make shudras. I will be happy. That is not possible. Accept that the modern material science has advanced. But what is the result of advance? There is no food, there is no cloth, there is no shelter. That's all.
But they have provided with you with motor cars and aeroplanes.
That's all, and motor
cars. To go across the sea, reach America, France, within a few hours.
That is also credit. That is all because they have done something.
To spread this Krishna consciousness.
Yes, that is our mercy. That we take advantage of their creation to bless them. We don't require all these things. But we take the advantage because he has done something. Let us take it, just like you are using the microphone.
Yes.
So we don't require the microphone. But because he has created, that is the proper utilization. Not for sense gratification, cinema song. That is not required.
Cinema can be used for education.
That can be used. Everything can be used. Everything can be used. Nibbandhe Krishna Sambandhe Jukta Vairagam Uchchate. Therefore, we are lessening people that whatever you have done is not right. Utilize for Krishna. That is our purpose. Not that we enjoy this.
No, for improving our morality.
Yes. That everything, what you have done, it is all right. Utilize for Sankirtan Yajna. Nibbandhe Krishna, Udhu Pukaswami has recommended that Anasakta Sadishayan Jatharam Upajandita Nibbandhe Krishna Sambandhe Jukta Vairagya. We have no attachment for this. Just like in America, I ride on Rolls-Royce car. That doesn't mean because in India there is no Rolls-Royce car, therefore I shall not walk. We are not attached to all these things. But if it is available, we utilize it for Krishna's purpose. That's all. Best use of a bad bargain. When there is a bad bargain, the intelligent man makes the best use. All right, how it can be used for the best purpose. That is one. Newspaper man, they call me Jet Plane Puriprajaka. Our process is for
you spread it like,
But we also say that you take advantage of this and also produce sufficient food grains so that people may not starve. But Jannat Anna Samma, Annat Bhavanti Bhutan, unless there is sufficient grain, people are giving more stress, how to produce machine, but they're not giving any stress, how to produce foodstuff. So many land are lying vacant, you go in India. So many land, not only in India, in other countries also, in England also, you have seen. They are not taking care, because it is very troublesome to put. Better start a factory and get money easily.
They are now thinking about it, green revolution.
So much land is lying there. They could be utilized for food grain. No, they do not do it. So they have been withdrawn from the villages to work in the city, in the factories, and the lands are lying there. Mahima, Siddhi, to become heavier. Anima, Raghima, Mahima, Prapti, Siddhi, the eight kinds of Yoga Siddha. So those who are Yoga Siddha, Krishna is Yogeshwar, he becomes so heavy. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Hello, man. He comes gradually. There is no crashing, but if it drops all of a sudden, then it's crashed. So this Tinavar Toshu could not do that. He felt so heavy, fell down.
He hit the stone ground and his limbs were smashed. His body became visible to all the inhabitants of Vrindavan. When the gopis and
Godhead, the performances of all astrologers. one can get the result of all austerities simply by serving the Supreme Personality of God.
Made charities and perform many welfare activities for the public, such as growing banyan trees and excavating wells. As a result of these pious activities, we have got back our child.
Very nice building. I wonder death will come. What is it? Finish. Mitru sarva harascha aham. As soon as death comes, all this construction becomes finished. We have to begin another chapter. Either as human being or as bird or cats and dogs or anything. There's another chapter. And they do not know this. They think this construction was going same. Deha patta kalatra adishu atma sanneshu asatsu api pramatta tasya nidhanam pasyannapi na pasyati. That these children, they're seeing that this thing will not exist. It has no value. But they are still busy. Still busy. Similarly, everyone knows that whatever you're constructing, it will be finished. But still they're busy. They're not interested in Krishna consciousness.
Now he has come back to enliven his relatives. After observing such a...
Our policy is that if you want to construct, if you have got the tendency, so you construct for Krishna. That will be service. Construct a temple for Krishna. So that service will be taken into account. Similarly, when we use this motor car or aeroplane, so in the same purpose, now they have done this, let it be engaged in Krishna conscious service. So the one who has manufactured, he will be benefited and others will be benefited.
After observing such wonderful happenings, Nanda Maharaj began to think of the words of Vasudeva again and again.
He has a great charmer. simple life, village life. There are Vasudeva said all these things. Vasudeva is Kshatriya. From the political eyesight, he predicted that this may happen. But he, as a Vaishya, simple agriculturist, he thought that, Vasudeva is a foreseer.
Simplicity is not considered a bad quality?
No. For him it is all that. And anyone, sadhanme, he's a Vaishya, he should believe like that. The politician should act like that. Paradharma bhava, one shouldn't imitate. That's like a physician is operating. I shouldn't imitate to take the knife and operate. That is not my meaning.
After this incident, when Yashoda was once nursing her
but
child...
But one thing is that Vasudeva was also thinking of Krishna and he is also thinking of Krishna. As a simple agriculture, he is also thinking of Krishna. And Vasudeva also, when he was asking him, go and take care of your children there, That was thinking of Krishna. If the thinking of Krishna is there, that either Kshatriya or Vaishya or Brahman, it doesn't matter. Everyone gets the same benefit. Jayasam purusam sakshatatra prabhavam isharam na bhajanti abhijananti sthanadhashta tatantada. Everyone should understand that whatever I may be, I am eternal servant of Krishna. So if this consciousness is maintained and everyone is engaged in the service of Krishna by his work and by his occupational duty, then he is perfect.
This incident, when Yashoda was nursing her child and patting him with great affection, there streamed a profuse supply of milk from her breast. And when she opened the mouth of the child with her fingers, she suddenly saw the universal manifestation in his mouth.
Krishna here and died. He died. Is your Krishna here and died immediately? Mother, you chant Krishna, Hare Krishna, because he has learned this.
Yes.
So, after hearing, she inquired, is your Krishna here? And I told him, you have done the best service to your mother.